As we've reported, Mint Mowen and other county council members quizzed Tesoro representatives on Wednesday. She said the pipeline has to be weighed against the alternative of increased truck traffic coming from the Uinta Basin, but she said she certainly has concerns.
I have concerns about the proximity to our waterways. I have concerns about, you know, the potential for an oil leak. I have concerns about all those trucks on 40, too, though, I could tell you. So I just want to, you know, I'm just going to keep abreast of the process as it goes by and goes through, and we're going to, you know, have our comments by March 17th. The county's going to have its comments and its suggestions, and we're just going to see what happens because it's, you know, really early in the stages right now. The bottom line is I don't think we can stop it, so all we can do is try to affect it as best we can.
Tesoro's preferred route for the pipe is through the eastern county.
I suspect that the argument is that it's the least environmentally impactful. It impacts the fewer number of people, and it follows currently existing pipes, so it's the currently preferred route for the people proposing the project.
But she noted it likely is not the favored route for council member and Camas resident David Yore, who remembers past oil spills on the east side. She said the whole council probably agrees with Roger Armstrong, who had concerns about the pipe running near the Weber River. Tesoro said they intend to use the pipe for Waxy crude oil, but Mint Mowen also asked them if it can be a carrier for other substances and other companies.
The first time I had heard this was last night, that it was going to be a common carrier line, which means it's not just going to be, you know, other carriers can use the pipes and use the line. And so I asked whether or not it's going to be just for oil, just for waxy oil, and if not for just oil and waxy oil, then what else? Could it carry gasoline or diesel? And the answer was no, because gasoline and diesel are finished products, so that would require a segregated system. It could carry non-waxy oil, but it is definitely intended to be an oil pipeline, be it waxy or non-waxy. I like that answer. I like knowing that gasoline and diesel was not intended and would likely never be used in that pipeline.
The pipeline also has to maintain the waxy crude at a warm temperature for its 135-mile length. We asked Mint Mowen if that's a sustainable use of energy.
Well, I guess you then can, you know, you compare it to the 250 trucks. You know, that's not very sustainable. That's not sustainable sound practice really either, to have these huge tankers, and they're just going to increase in number. So I guess it's a weighing, right? People just have to decide which they prefer, and if they prefer tankers over oil pipes, they need to voice that opinion to the Wasatch Cache National Forest Supervisor's office. That's where you send your comments.
Summit County Council Member Claudia Mint Mowen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.